The people came and asked Jesus for help. But this story, Jesus went out of his way to help someone who needed it. Jesus crossed the Sea of Galilee to help this man who needed to be released from the demons. We're not told anything other than Jesus came, healed the man, and went home. It's really amazing that Jesus took the initiative on this one. That is what Jesus is calling for us to do as well. It's one thing to allow ourselves to be interrupted, to show that we care for people, and that's very, very important. But Jesus is also taking the initiative to look for those around him who need his help, who need his healing touch. When we ask this question, why should we bother? Why should we bother? Because Jesus cares for those around us. And we, as the saying goes, we are his hands and his feet. Jesus wants us to be the ones to reach out and see those around us who need his healing touch and to minister to them, to pray for them. There's an old story. Let me just check here. There's a story. It's attributed to Lauren Isley. I don't know if it's accurate or not, but according to this story, there was two people. One was very young, and the other was a little bit old. And the young person was walking along the beach. The old man saw him at a distance, and the tide had gone out, and the young man was walking along the beach where the water had receded. And as the old man was watching him, he saw the young man involved in very strange behavior. He saw the young man bend over, pick something, and throw, like that. And it seemed very strange to the old man. So he approached the young man and looked to see exactly what was happening. And as he watched, the young man from time to time would reach down, pick something up, and throw it. Reach down and pick something up and throw it. And he thought, that's very, very strange behavior. And so the old man came to talk to the young man, and he said, "What are you doing?" And he saw that what he was reaching down to pick up was a starfish. The starfish should be in the water, but the water had, that tide was unusually low, and the starfish were stranded without any water. Of course, the starfish need water to survive. And as they looked, they could see that whole beach was strewn with thousands of these starfish that were dying because there was no water. And even then, the young man reached down, picked another starfish, and threw it into the water. And the old man said to him, "Why bother? Why bother doing that? Can't you see? Can't you see that there are thousands and thousands of starfish? You can't possibly save all of these starfish." But the young man simply stooped down, picked up another starfish, and threw it into the water. And he said to the old man, "I may not be able to save all of these starfish, but I saved that one." Today I have a little symbol. It looks like a starfish. It's a little star anise. Looks like a starfish. And this is a symbol that we care for the people around us. Just like that young man in the story cared for the starfish, we have a symbol that says we will care for those around us. So what I want us to do, just as we close today, I invite you to come and get a starfish. Pick up a starfish, take it, to somebody else that's here amongst us today and go to them and say, give them the starfish, huh? And say to them, I care about you. May I pray for you? So I invite you, come and get a starfish and let us pray for one another.